Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. It's okay to go outside, and in this video we're going to talk about the importance of getting out of your comfort zone to go meet people in person, to go communicate with other individuals that you never met before. So in this video, we're going to talk about the importance of stepping outside of your comfort zone by going outside to meet strangers and people that you have never ran into. So this is going to be an incredible video. This is going to be a great topic. So get your notebook, get your pen, and get ready to dive in on this particular topic, because not only will it be great, but it will be something that will help us know more about getting out of our comfort zone. So while we're in the beginning, go ahead and like, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. And if you this is your first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're diving deep, we're talking heavy, and we're talking about the importance of going outside. So my name is Terrell Humphrey, and I am the host of Failure's Knowledge Podcast. And Failure's Knowledge Podcast, we speak about learning from lessons to turn into success. So the goal of this is to really put yourself out there and never stop learning, never stop growing, and never stop developing. I've learned over the past half decade, I've been learning more about the path that I would like to go on and why I'm going on a particular path. This journey is a lifelong journey. It's not a journey that when you get to a certain point, you just stop and quit everything. No. When you start something, you have to be willing to continue to do it. So over the years, I've been learning why this is important, why showing up is important for yourself. Because as you grow within yourself, you are improving more than you can ever imagine. So this is so incredible. This is so incredible. It's going to be a great talk, great conversation. So get your pen out, get your notebook out, because we're talking deep. So yesterday, I gave a presentation. And I gave the presentation outside of my comfort zone. Come on. What's going on? Okay, I think it's working now. God, dog. Okay. Yesterday, I gave a presentation. And in the presentation, I was presenting what I do and how I go about doing it. And before I even got up and talked and delivered what I did and how I did it, I completely changed what I was going to say. So I didn't get up when I was presenting, I didn't get up to bring value. It really changed. I got up to really explain what the business was. And I didn't fully do a good job, or at least I'm criticizing myself. It wasn't the fact that it was bad. It was just that I know what I wanted to say at first and how I wanted to present was completely different than how I presented. And the main lesson that I learned from this is that even though it didn't go the certain way that I wanted to go, I was able to really learn because the audience was listening. The audience looked up me on Google, looked up me online. And it taught me that sometimes in life, when you don't do the right thing comes from it because you are showing up. When I showed up and started to present, I really was committed. I'm committed to the process. I was committed to the journey. I was committed to delivering value. I second-guessed myself, and I doubted what I was going to speak about, how I was going to come across. But in all actuality, it worked in my favor because I received incredible feedback that will not only get me to the next step, but will get me to the step of growth, of development, and really making an impact. And so it wasn't the fact that the presentation went wrong. It was the fact that the presentation went right because I was able to learn from it right on the spot. And so in life, when you are able to learn information and receive feedback right on the spot, excuse me, this is a cheat code, because not only are you learning as you are going, you start to recognize the importance of feedback and what's working and what's not working and how you can improve and how you can get better. And when I start to really pay attention to what I was receiving, what information I got, it taught me that you have to be willing to get outside of your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is going to hold you back. Your comfort zone doesn't push you, because your comfort zone keeps you bundled up. It's kind of like as the weather is changing outside, as the weather is changing, we have to change what we are wearing outside. We can't wear a short sleeve when it's 40 degrees outside. Well, at least I can't, because it's freezing. We can't wear long sleeves when it's 90 degrees because it's extremely hot. But just like the weather, just like outside, changes. The person that adapts to the change are the ones that take advantage of the weather. Are the ones that take advantage of the change, are the ones that can make a difference when the weather is changing. Your comfort zone keeps you from changing, because it's something that holds you in. It's something that bundles you up. It's something that holds you. Many times in life, we have to release that hold in order for us to step outside. Yesterday, I stepped outside multiple times because I did different presentations. And yesterday, the same exact day, I had a presentation early in the morning, then later on in the day, I went to a networking event. And so when I went to this networking event, we're outside. The temperature is dropping. It's getting cold. The traffic, it was a whole bunch of traffic. People was off. The cars was going so slow. And at the same time I'm in traffic, I'm moving. At the same time I'm in my car, I'm not still. I'm going to a specific location. The same time it's cold outside, we're adapting to the weather, because the weather is going to change with or without us. And so as I'm in my car driving to this networking event, not only am I driving to this networking event, I'm going to this place with an open mind. I'm going to this event with an open mind, because you never know who you can meet. Ironically enough, that was one of the feedbacks that I received yesterday before I even went to the event. That was like, you never know who's going to be in the room. But when you get in the room is going to show you the lessons that you need to learn or the people that you need to meet. And when I start to recognize that, it taught me the importance of getting outside. If I didn't get outside, if I didn't go outside, I wouldn't receive that feedback when I gave that presentation. If I didn't step out of my comfort zone and go to a networking event, because I haven't been to a networking event in quite some time, I forgot the concept of it. I didn't fully understand it. And even though a while ago I was going to many networking events, many places where we can meet each other or meet strangers in a new place, new location, it wasn't until this year I start to recognize what I was doing to bring value to others. And as I start to recognize the type of value I can bring, I really have a better understanding that I have to get outside of my comfort zone. I was speaking with one of the members that was there, and she subconsciously answered the question without even answering the question that I had in mind. And so she got to talking about Kevin Hart. And she was like, when Kevin Hart was in the beginning phase of starting his comedian career and starting something that he wanted to pursue, he was going outside, he was going to different places, he was going to different events, he was putting himself out there. And then she proceeded to say that as he was putting himself out there, eventually people start to remember who he was. People start to recognize that he's consistent. People start to recognize that he was outside. So the question that I had in my mind, so I'm like, is there ever a time where you have to, where you don't have to put yourself out there that much? Like, you don't have to necessarily do all the moving, meet and greet. You can just do it behind the scenes. But when she explained that, she said, in order for you to really create something for yourself, you have to get outside. You have to get outside of your comfort zone. You have to put yourself in an uncomfortable situation. Because if you remain comfortable, how do you grow? If you remain inside, how do you meet new people? If you remain hidden, how do you become the best secret? If you become hidden, how do people know that you have something to bring to the table? It's the hidden part that keeps people the best kept secret. And in order to be the best kept secret, you have to be willing to stay inside. You have to be willing to not show yourself. You have to be willing to hide what you are doing, because the best kept secret, nobody knows who this person is. The best kept secret, no one knows and fully understand what this person does. On TikTok, there was this video, and it was called the Fish Hat Something. And so it was a guy that was going around the mall, and he saw this person, this older gentleman who had a hat with a fish head on it and a tail, and like the brim of it, you can tell like it was a fish, but that the fish was cut up into the hat. Very creative design. And so the gentleman who had the camera, who had the TikTok, went around asking people. He stopped and talked to this man. He said, man, that's a really cool hat. That's a really cool hat. He said, where did you get it from? He said, it's crazy that you even said that, because me and my twin brother, we had the same hat. We had the same design. And unfortunately, my twin brother passed away, but I carry his name with me because his hat is always there with me. And even though his twin brother passed away, the brother that had the interview, he saw something unique. The hat was completely different. It was something different that I never saw before. It was a hat that had a fish on it, that had a fish head and a fish tail, but it was a hat that you could wear. I believe it was called fish head or something like that. And when someone discovered the secret, now everyone wants to know what the secret is. And so people start to follow and people start to watch the story. I start watching the videos. I'm like, I want to hear more of his story. Because he said that he stopped working in the corporate world. He stopped working his 9-to-5 job. And so this was his full-time job. And ironically enough, he was outside. If he wasn't outside, he wouldn't have been discovered. But it's the fact that you are outside that will help you get discovered. It doesn't matter who you run into. It doesn't matter who you communicate with. It doesn't matter who you meet. You have to be willing to meet someone new every single day, because you never know what this person can bring to the table, or what you can bring to the table for the other person. It's recognizing that when you are getting outside, you are discovering the value that you can bring to others because you are no longer comfortable. For the last couple of months, I've been learning about the online game, the online presence. I have all the social medias. I'm across so many different platforms. It wasn't until yesterday that I understood the importance of having presence both online and in person to build that connection up. Because as people start to see you more often, as people start to recognize who you are, there's value, because people start to recognize everything that you do. It wasn't until the older gentleman who had the fish, I think it's called fish head. It wasn't until someone discovered his best kept secret. His best kept secret was his story, was his purpose, was his mission. People bought the hat. The hat is pretty good. And they also bought into his story. He shared his story, not even knowing that it could take off in a different way. Not even understanding that if he continued to do this, he will have a name for himself. He did it out of the love of his twin brother. And now as I'm on TikTok, I'm seeing different videos, you can see that he's no longer the best kept secret. many times in life. Things like that happen accidental. And just because it happened accidentally doesn't mean that it can benefit you. What it means is that it's going to benefit you more than you can ever imagine, because it's something that's going to leap you forward. It's going to multiply your efforts. As the video was getting so many different views, last video I watched said it had over 12 million views on it. And then just because it had 12 million views on it, it was something that came because he was outside. The older gentleman was minding his business. Many times in life, it's when you mind your own business and get outside of your comfort zone, people start to recognize the business that you're minding, because you're no longer the best kept secret. People start to recognize who you are and be connected to what you're doing. Excuse me. I've recently started reading the Bible. In the Bible, there's a lot of scriptures. There's a lot of stories. There's a lot of scriptures. There's a lot of meaning behind it. I didn't fully understand the meaning behind the stories in the Bible until I started reading the Bible. And one thing that really opened my mind, opened my perspective, and gave me a different meaning behind it, is that when you get educated, when you start learning things, when you start improving yourself, you start to see life differently. You start to see life differently. I go around sharing with people that I want to help others become the best version of themselves. In the Bible, it constantly says in different scriptures that you have to become the best version of yourself. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plan that I have for you." And since I have the plan for you, there's a plan already in place. It's understanding that you have to start doing something for your plan to develop. It wasn't until I started doing and understanding what I was doing and how I can help entrepreneurs launch their podcast that the plan was already established. I just had to discover the plan that was already meant for me. And the challenging part is recognizing that it's for me. Because over time, as you continue to see more about the process you are on, the journey that you have discovered, and the lessons that's coming for you, you start to recognize that it's here for a reason. You start to understand what you have been through is for a particular reason. You start to understand that what you have been through is not a wasted time. In fact, it's time that you needed to put in so you can understand that it is valuable time. Life shows you that you have time, and it's recognizing the time that you have that makes a difference. You have a plan. Many times in life, it's just not the plan that God wants us to go on to. What God does is that, "For I know the plan that I have for you." If you understand yourself and continue along the journey, not only will you discover your path, you will discover the plan that was already laid. You discover the map that's already laid out for you. You discover the roadmap that's already there. Because until you recognize the thing that you're doing, people have to start seeing what you are doing to recognize that it's something that can better yourself. There's something you can improve on. There's something that you can grow from. But first, you have to be willing to get outside of your comfort zone. You have to be willing to get outside of the house, and you have to be willing to put yourself out there in new situations and new environments and new places that will show you that you are doing something right. It's the doing something right that's so challenging, because how do you know you're doing something right? You see, when I started this podcast a half a decade ago, the name that I wanted to, the first name that I ever thought about doing or calling the business or calling the podcast was called BAM, By Any Means. And when I thought about this, I was like, man, that's pretty cool. That's a pretty good name. I said, yeah, this is a good name. This is what I'm going to rock with. This is what I'm going to go with. This is what I'm going to say. This is what I'm going to share. By any means, you have to do the work. By any means possible, you can do it. By any means, the work will be done. And then one day, as I'm sharing around, going around to different friends and telling them, like, hey, I got this great idea. What do you think of BAM? By any means. I had a couple friends say, man, that's a good idea. I had another friend say, man, that's a great idea. I had another friend say, did you check it? Did you check and see if it was available? I said, no, what you mean? She said, did you go online and see if BAM by any means was available? I looked at it and I said, no. Well, I was on the phone. I said, no, I didn't. Better yet, let me go look at it right now. So I go on Google and I type in by any means. I press enter and I start seeing things that it has by any means. I start seeing websites. I start seeing videos. I start seeing shirts that says by any means. So I was devastated. I was heartbroken. I was disheartened because it was something I wasn't expecting. I'm thinking I found gold. I'm thinking I found something worth pursuing. I'm thinking I found the plan. You see, in the Marine Corps, we use acronyms. Acronyms is a short form like BAM by any means. But in the Marine Corps, we use a lot of different acronyms. And so during this time, I'm trying to figure out what can I replace BAM by any means with. So I got discouraged. And when I got discouraged, I got in my car and I drove to Walmart, to the freeway, and I'm looking at the billboards. I'm looking at things around me. I'm just looking. I'm looking. I'm seeing if I can catch the idea. Then when I go into Walmart, I'm looking at the three words that they have. I'm looking at different acronyms. I'm looking at different setups that they have. Then it came to me. I was like, hold on. Knowledge is wisdom. Then I go to a worker that was working. I say, excuse me, ma'am. Sorry about that. I got a question. I said, how does this sound? Knowledge is wisdom. She said, that's the same thing. I said, it is? She said, yeah. I said, here we go again. But I'm on to something. I had to get outside of my house to start being on to something. When I recognized something that I was on, I was really thinking. Then when I get back in the car, get back on the freeway, and I'm thinking. And then when I get off the freeway, as I'm getting off the freeway and I come to the light, it hit me. Failure is knowledge. And so I'm constantly repeating, I'm constantly thinking about it. I'm constantly saying failure is knowledge. Then when I get to the house, I go to the refrigerator right on the whiteboard and say, failure is knowledge. Then rather than me telling everybody, I had to look at it and say, did this make sense? You see, when you step outside of your comfort zone, you start to get ideas that will not only make sense to you, but you will understand why it's making sense. I stood there and looked at failure as knowledge. I said, is that the same thing? So I looked up the definition of failure. It gave me the definition of, I read it. I said, okay. I looked up the definition of knowledge. It gave me the definition of knowledge. I said, this is two completely different things. I like it. Because now F-I-K stands for failure is knowledge. The reason why that's so important is because I had to get outside of my comfort zone to go look for something that I was searching for. You can't be great if you're not outside. You can't be great if you're not looking to be great. I'm looking to be great, so I have to be willing to do the work that will help me be great. One thing that will stop a lot of people from becoming great is self-doubt. It's self-doubt. It's lack of self-belief. Self-destruction. Because you're telling yourself negative words, you're telling yourself negative things, and you're recognizing that it's going to be a bit challenging. Mm-hmm. It's going to be challenging because it's something that you have to learn. You can't wake up and understand something that you're doing without going somewhere. To go somewhere, you have to get outside of your comfort zone. You see, many times in life, it took me a while to get outside my comfort zone. Now that I understand the importance behind it, now I understand the importance behind having an online presence and an in-person presence, that in-person presence let people like connect with you on a deeper level. That online presence help people keep that connection with you because they constantly see you. When people constantly see you, they start to say, I saw you from somewhere. They start to say, where did I see you from? Because I saw you somewhere. When I went to this event yesterday, I had two people say, I saw you from somewhere. I'm like, I don't know. I don't go outside like that. They say, I saw you from somewhere, but I'm not familiar where I saw you from. And I'm not sure if it was the online presence. In fact, I haven't been to an in-person event in a while. But what this taught me is that you never know who's watching you. You never know who you can meet. You never know the person that can change your life. If I didn't get outside and see the different things that can be brought to me, that could be discovered for me, that I can learn, it would have showed me that I'm comfortable. If I would have stayed inside and not go went outside, it would have showed that I'm comfortable. You see, one can be comfortable for so long. I like this one. Hold on. One can be comfortable for so long until one get out of their head, until one stops talking negative about themselves, until one starts saying, I think I can do it. It's the thought that matters, because when you think you can, you start to do what you're thinking. Many times in life, it's the thought that stops a lot of people, because we are automatically thinking negatively. Before I joined the Marine Corps, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And so as we was going through the paperwork, we got on the plane and we waited at the USPTO. I think it's what it's called. USPO. It's a place where you can wait if you're in a service, and then the bus come get you, things like that. USPO, I think it's what it's called. And so when we in this room, there's a lot of people here. There's a lot of people in this room. And so everyone just flew from different places, and we here in this room. Before you become a Marine, you have to be willing to go to the place. I can't be a Marine in Little Rock, Arkansas, because they don't have boot camp there. They don't have boot camp and the training there and the proper lessons that need to be taught. I needed to leave my hometown in order for me to become something different. The problem was, it was the leaving that made it so challenging, because I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And so when we got to the place, we all are 18, 19, 20, around that range. And none of us know what we are getting ourselves into. Until at 9 o'clock p.m., we see someone that just dressed up in the Marine Corps uniform. And he come in and start yelling. When he started yelling, it was something. I'm like, why you yelling so early? Why you yelling already? We ain't even done nothing. And so when he came in and say, everyone listen to me, we're going to take a group of people on this bus, and now we're going to go to the training. As you are lining up, line up in a single file line so you can get on the bus with no problem. Like, okay, so the first group go, the second group go, the third group go, and then it's my turn to go. Rather than me getting on the bus, I got in the van. So as soon as I got in the van, the people that I went with, it was maybe 8 of us. 7 of them got into the back seat. I said, hold on. I said, what you doing? I said, hold on, you want me to sit in the front? I said, that's cold. So my heart is beating. So we get into the van, and I sit in the front seat. So as I'm sitting in the front seat, the driver, he was a drill instructor, I didn't know what he was, but the driver said, put your head down and cover your head with your arms, like kind of like this. So you don't see where you're going. But he didn't say that. He said, put your head down. So like, okay. The whole ride there, it's probably like a seven minute drive. It felt like forever for us to get there. And so he's driving, he's turning, he's making different turns, and he's not even talking. When we get to the place, he parked the car and said, get out. So all eight of us got out with no problem. And as we got out with no problem, we had to line in formation. It lined up in four lines, in four columns. It was like yellow footprints right here. And as soon as everyone lined up, they say, get on my yellow footprints. You see, when you get outside, you have to be willing to step outside of your comfort zone. The yellow footprints was an indicator that your training is about to begin. Because now that you are on these yellow footprints, just know you are starting something different. Just know you are becoming someone different. Just know it's about to start. You see, if I would have never left my hometown, I would have never got on the footprints. I would never got on the yellow footprints. I would have never started something different. Because I was comfortable where I was at. And when I left and I went to San Diego and I went to the training, not only did I go to the training, after the training, I became someone different. The person I became was a Marine. Now, since I graduated and go through boot camp, I understand what it takes to be a Marine. But first, I had to leave my hometown. First, I had to leave the comfort. First, I had to leave. To be uncomfortable, to learn that it's okay to be outside. That it's okay to try something new. It's okay to step on the yellow footprints. Like any race, like any beginning, you have to start at some point. In the Bible, in Genesis 1 and chapter 1, he said, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. In the beginning, you have to create something. In the beginning, you have to start from somewhere. In the beginning, you have to decide to change for yourself. Just because it's the beginning doesn't mean it's the end. There's 66 books in the Bible, which is a lot of chapters, a lot of verses, a lot of quotes in the Bible, a lot of stories in the Bibles. And it's understanding that when you start somewhere, you're not going to end there. In fact, you're going to improve more than you could ever imagine. But you have to be willing to get outside of your comfort zone. When God created heaven and earth, he was outside of his comfort zone. Because he was willing to work. He was willing to show up. He was willing to not doubt himself. As I'm growing and developing more about what I wanted to do and who I want to become, not only am I learning more, I'm understanding that just because you start at the yellow footprints, just because you get rushed and get off the bus, get off the van, and get in line, doesn't mean you're going to end on these yellow footprints. What it does mean is that you're going to, it's the start to something new. You have to be willing to push yourself so you can challenge yourself. And as you are challenging yourself, just know you are outside. You are outside. Because outside is waiting for you to accomplish. Outside is waiting for you to discover. Outside is waiting for you. You just have to get outside of your comfort zone to know that you can become someone different. When I start to recognize that, I said, man, first off, the Marine Corps training was different. I haven't been to any other training. In fact, I don't want to go to any other training. Nonetheless, it was 12 weeks of just development of intense yelling. I remember one time it was like 5 o'clock. I think we got up at 5 o'clock in the morning and they woke up on 10. They woke up yelling. And I was thinking to myself, like, why are you yelling early in the morning? Jesus Christ, y'all not tired? Y'all don't get tired? But they have to make you uncomfortable to get comfortable with the process that you are going along. And it taught me that, man, this is incredible. Because if I didn't step outside my comfort zone, if I didn't leave my hometown, if I didn't get on the plane, if I didn't meet new individuals, I would have never discovered the lessons that I can learn along the journey. The journey is something that's going to always be here. And as it's here, it's showing you that you can be better. But you have to get outside of your head. You have to get outside of your mind. Let go of self-doubt. Let go of self-belief. Let go of the negative thoughts that you have about yourself. Because in order for you to get to the next step, in order for you to get outside, in order for you to really make a difference, the difference comes from you understanding that you have something to bring to the table. Over the years, it took me a while to understand what I had to bring to the table. Yes, even though I'm helping entrepreneurs launch their podcast, as I'm helping entrepreneurs launch their podcast, I had to start with no podcast in order for me to get confident. I didn't have confidence. I didn't know what I was talking about, nor did I understand who I was speaking to. There's a process that we go through. There's a moment that we explore. There's timing that we have to go through to understand that we are preparing to become someone different. It's the difference that we're making that comes from being outside. I remember when I got out the Marine Corps, I had moved back to my hometown. I actually saw a video. When I moved back to my hometown around like December time frame, it started to snow. And I'm like, what? It's snowing? I ain't saw snow in a little minute. So when I was driving, it would start to snow. I pulled my car over in the gas station. Not necessarily on the side of the road, but I put my car in the gas station, got out, and I made a short video. The video looked cool because it was snowing. And as I'm outside, it's freezing. You see, just because it's freezing, excuse me, doesn't mean it's something bad. It just means that I had to step outside to really feel the cold, to really embrace the snow, to really see what snow actually looked like. Because I forgot about it. I forgot about snow. And one thing that has taught me is that when you are outside, you discover things that you don't even think that you can discover. You don't even recognize it. You don't even see the importance behind it. But what happens is that you are able to fully understand what you are doing and why you're doing something that way. It took me a while to fully comprehend why outside was important, because I'm thinking the social platforms was good enough. And when I start to recognize that it wasn't good enough, because it's something that's just going to help you stay relevant. And I learned all this yesterday, because you can never be outside too much, but you can be comfortable for too long. And so they told me that if I want to create and build something, I have to be willing to be uncomfortable over time. I have to be willing to go outside over time. I have to be willing to discover something new every single day. Because if I'm not willing to discover something new, how do I get better? That's what I was asking myself for a while. I had doubt that I was doing something good, because I can't necessarily see what I'm doing. Because I did it every day with a huge commitment. And over time, when people start paying attention to what I'm doing, they start to say, man, you're doing good. Man, what you're doing, you're really inspiring others. You're really helping others. Keep going. It wasn't until I started hearing the things, when I started recognizing what people were saying, that made a difference, because I'm helping entrepreneurs launch their podcast. Even if they don't tell me I'm helping, if we've had a conversation, I've talked about podcasting, it doesn't necessarily have to be the one to help. What does matter is that you heard the message, is that you got the value, is that you saw what the work can lead to. And so over time, it's like, oh, this is why getting outside matters the most. Because even though you are helping entrepreneurs launch their podcast, You're helping others find themselves. You're helping others build companies. You're helping others discover who they would like to talk to. Because it was something that I was struggling with. It was something that I dealt with. And over time, it taught me that if you deal with something and face it head on, you would get better. When I made my first podcast episode a half a decade ago, I made the first episode and I wasn't that good. I wasn't even that confident. I didn't even know who I was talking to. I picked up my phone and I started recording. You see, during that time, COVID-19 was going on. The world was shutting down. As the world was shutting down, my world started to open up because of my phone. When I picked up my phone, when I started making my first video changed my life because I didn't put my phone back down again. I found a way to make a video every single day. And it was challenging because the videos that I was making wasn't even that good. And I knew if I want to be good at this, over time, not necessarily like right off when I started, but over time I can get good. But when in the beginning, I was really inconsistent. I was really inconsistent. And I didn't understand why you needed to be consistent in order for you to really change and develop yourself. Because if you're not developing yourself, how do you improve yourself? If you're not improving yourself, how do you learn more about yourself? It was a struggle for me because I didn't know what I was doing. I just had an idea. I just took like a podcast course. They taught us how to podcast. And over time, over the half a decade, I got comfortable with podcasting. I got comfortable with sharing my story. I got comfortable with the process because I started with not knowing the process. I started with not knowing how to share my story. I started because I was unsure where this was going to go. When you are uncomfortable, you are unsure about a lot of things. And just because you are unsure about a lot of things doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong. In fact, it means that you're doing something right because you're learning the skill. You have to learn how to be a Marine before you become a Marine. You have to learn how to be a podcaster before you become a podcaster. You have to learn how to be an entrepreneur before you become an entrepreneur. The beginning phase is so difficult because you don't know what you're doing. And over time, as you continue to show, as you continue to develop, as you continue to learn, you're learning more about what you are doing and why you're doing it that particular way. It shows you that you're doing something right. It might not feel like it's right. It might not feel like it's good, but it's showing you that you're doing something right. When you're getting outside, you're getting outside of your mind. When you're stepping outside, you're stepping outside the negative thoughts. When you're leaving your comfort zone, you're open to something new. Because comfort is stopping you back because it makes you feel warm. It makes you feel good. And it's also stopping your growth because you're not pushing yourself to get outside. Outside is scary. Outside is scary. On the contrary, outside has so many lessons that the inside does not. Because we're able to see things differently. We're able to recognize different things. And what stops a lot of people is that they are seeing the same thing every single day. There's a process behind growth. And in order to grow within yourself, you have to be willing to start with where you are at. Which means that you have to start with not knowing everything. You have to start with being uneducated. You have to start with where you are at. Because where you are at will not be the last place that you will go. Matter of fact, it will be the next place where you go because it's something that you're building towards. As you are stepping outside, know that you are getting better. As you are stepping outside, know that you can improve. And once you improve, you're discovering more about yourself. This is so critical. This is so special. This is so important. Because when you start to recognize more about yourself, you start to build within yourself. You start to build your confidence. You start to learn how to share your story. You start to learn how to speak to the right audience. Because your story matters. And until you recognize your story. Your story is irrelevant because you're not sharing it. I was speaking to a gentleman the other day. Oh, I'm sorry, yesterday. Yesterday when I went outside, I was speaking to him, and he was giving me like a whole bunch of pointers. And he said he saw my presentation, he looked at my website, and as he was looking at my website, he automatically gave me feedback that I can improve on, that I can work on. He said, until you show your customers that you care and not tell your customers that you care, that's where the difference is going to be made. Then I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I don't understand what you mean. He was like, rather than saying, I care about you, like, I care about what you're doing and how you're going about doing it, how about I just show you how I care by giving you pointers that will help you get to the next step? And I'm like, good point. Good point. When people see that you care, I learned this yesterday because I got outside of my comfort zone. When people see that you care, when people feel that you care, when people recognize the amount of care that you have for them, this is where you can start making a difference. This is where you can start helping others. This is where you can help others not only find themselves, but understand themselves even more. That's when I understood. I said, there's something here that I wasn't expecting to learn. And the lessons that I have learned has taught me the importance of getting outside of your comfort zone. Your comfort zone is what stops you, because your comfort zone is something that you are only thinking about. It was something that I was only thinking about because I was in my head. I doubted myself when I had the presentation yesterday, which made me switch what I was going to say, how I was going to deliver it. And it also taught me that just because I have doubt doesn't mean that I shouldn't work with the doubt. I should learn it, I should recognize it, and I should understand it and take one step at improving it. If I didn't look at the slides, just to get a refresher on it, I probably wouldn't change my thought process. I probably wouldn't change the presentation. I probably wouldn't change the words. And there's a saying that almost doesn't count, because almost doesn't mean anything. Either you did, either you didn't, but almost doesn't count. And so when I looked at the presentation, it gave me a different perspective, and I delivered in a different way. But the feedback that I received helped me even more, because it was something that I needed to hear that was outside from me, from my own thoughts, from my own criticism, from my own negative thoughts. And as easy as I might make it seem, I'm still, you know, I have a little doubt here and there. And it's my openness. It's my curiosity. It's the way I ask questions. It's the way, like, someone's going to give me feedback. I'm not going to take the feedback. I'm going to take the feedback. I'm going to ask questions. I'm going to ask clarifying questions. I'm going to make sure what you said, I understand. Because to get out of your comfort zone, you have to be okay with not knowing everything. Just because you don't know everything doesn't mean you can't get better. Just because you don't recognize everything doesn't mean you are not getting better. What this does mean is that you are improving by the day. And every second you improve is a second that you are working to get better. It's the getting better part that's so challenging, because you don't know if you're getting better, if you're improving, if you're changing. So self-doubt is something that a lot of people hold on to, because self-doubt is something that will make you second-guess yourself. And as you are second-guessing yourself, you don't understand that the work that you're doing is actually preparing you for the next step. I didn't fully understand that I was getting prepared for the next step until the next step came and I was already prepared for it. You can say preparation. You can say that I was lucky. But Kobe Bryant didn't become the greatest player, or one of the greatest players in the NBA, just off of luck. Kobe Bryant became the best player because he worked at it every single day. To become someone great, to become someone better, to become someone improved, you have to work on it every single day. Because if you don't work on it every single day, how do you develop yourself? If I don't work on my communication skills, how do I get better? If I don't work on my podcasting skills, how do I improve? If I don't work on improving over time, how do I develop a skill? It's understanding that your comfort zone, being inside, is stopping you from seeing everything that you don't recognize. Because to recognize something, you have to be outside of your comfort zone. When you're outside of your comfort zone, you're able to grow even more. I was going to go running this morning. And when I woke up, it was extremely cold. I'm talking about freezing. And as it's extremely cold, I didn't even go outside. I got up early. I posted on across social media. Then I went back to sleep. So I went back to sleep around like 6:30, woke up at 7:25 this morning. And I felt good. I felt well rested. This morning I was going to go running. Excuse me. I was going to go running, but I just got some sleep. And what I usually normally do, what I normally do is beat myself up because I slept in, I didn't get the work done, I didn't do what I needed to do, and I'm hard on myself. But today was completely different because I looked at myself differently. I saw that the rest the extra rest that I slept for was absolutely okay. And it taught me that you can't necessarily be as hard on yourself because yesterday you just had a long day. And even though you have a long day, you just got up and did the same exact thing. One thing that I've learned is that you have to start giving yourself grace to understand that the journey that you are on is going to take time for you to fully understand, to fully comprehend, to fully recognize why it's important. It matters because if you want to become someone different, you have to recognize what different looks like. You have to recognize what different would feel like. You have to recognize what different would consist of. Because in order for you to do the work, in order for you to become different, in order for you to improve, you have to start with where you are at. Where you are at matters the most because it's something that you have to see. It's something that you have to recognize. It's something that you have to develop for yourself. Because development comes over time, and over time you start to see your growth. Development comes from a choice that you made early in your life, a decision that you made early in your time. And one day you start to do things based off this choice that you made, and the choice that you made over here is preparing your future to be accomplished. Your plan is developed. Just like in the Bible, say, for I know the plan that I have for you. You just have to figure out the plan that you like to be on so that way you can discover the path that you like to go. But it's a road. It's a direction that you have to follow. And as you are following this direction, not only are you following this direction, you are improving within yourself because you can discover more about yourself. You start to see your growth. You start to see how you are developed. You start to see things differently. Because you have to, you are out of your comfort zone. Your comfort zone is release because you're taking that first step to learn more about the path, to learn more about the journey, to learn more about yourself. My first book was Rich Dad Poor Dad. When I picked up this book, it changed my life because I wasn't prepared to understand the lessons that was in this book. I was just reading the book. I don't even know who gave me the book. But I read the book. Once I read the book, it gave me a different perspective. It gave me a different perspective because even though I was raised by a single mother who raised three boys by herself, and we was raised in poverty in the inner city, in a small city, doesn't mean that the way I grew up, I have to continue to live like that. At some point, I don't have to keep living paycheck to paycheck. I don't have to keep struggling. I don't have to keep trying to figure things out. In the beginning of my journey, I was figuring things out, living paycheck to paycheck. It was frustrated because nothing was working in my favor. When I read this book, it gave me two different perspectives because the struggling perspective is only seeing the struggle. Whereas when you already have the perspective, you start to look out on the outside in to solve the perspective. And so it gave me a different understanding that if you really want to change your life, if you really want to change and become something, you have to find something to do and be good at it. Because if you're not good at it, why should anybody care? Excuse me. If you're not good at it, why should anyone, why should that matter to anyone? And so over time, you start to see things that show up differently. And as it's showing up differently, it's preparing to help you become better. And as you're becoming better, not only are you becoming better, you're recognizing that it starts with the step. It starts with the plan, and it starts with you taking that first step. To have a different perspective, you have to recognize the one that you have. I recognize that the perspective that I had a half a decade ago was that I had a struggling mindset. I had a struggling mentality. I had a struggling thought process because nothing was working in my favor. And I'm thinking, I think I'm doing something bad. Like, why can't nothing work in my favor? Until I start to get educated, until I start to learn, until I start to build a skill. As I'm building a skill, I'm learning on the go. And I'm no longer thinking that my struggles is going to stay with me forever. Now I have a new thought process because how I'm thinking, my actions will prepare me for my future. Because I'm no longer thinking about struggling. I'm no longer thinking about just making it and maintaining. I'm thinking about just getting next to the step, getting to the next step. In order for me to get to the next step, I have to start at a step, which means I have to start at the bottom. Which means I have to start with not knowing the information, not knowing the skills, not having the work perspective. But I can build it. I can develop it. I can work on it. I just have to understand what I'm working towards. So that way I can build a new perspective. To build a perspective, you have to recognize the perspective that you currently have. The perspective, how you was raised, how you grew up, how and where you came from matters the most. Because it's going to be something that's going to get you and help you accomplish your future. Because when you start to recognize your future and start to recognize the goal and start to recognize things that you are working towards, it's two different things, two different mindsets that you have to transform from to understand that how I used to think can be improved when I learn how to step outside, when I learn how to get outside my comfort zone, when I learn how to stop being comfortable. When I was comfortable, I was living paycheck to paycheck. As I was comfortable, I was thinking about struggling. As I was comfortable, I had a struggling mentality. When I got uncomfortable and started challenging myself, started pushing myself, and started educating myself, I still had the thoughts of me living paycheck to paycheck. That was still there because that was my reality. Over time, every day I'm thinking, this is going to change. One day, this is going to work. One day, I'm going to figure something out. Because I'm no longer saying that where I came from was not fair. I'm no longer mentioning that how I was raised is a punishment. I start to appreciate where I came from because to get to where I'm going, I have to work with my past rather than against it. And as I'm working with my past, my future is here by every step that I take. By every work that I focus on, by everything that I improved on, I'm constantly getting better. When you get outside your comfort zone, you're stepping outside. As you are stepping outside, you have to recognize that the things that you're going to run into will be things that you don't even think can even happen. What this will lead to is discovery of yourself. Of you becoming the best version of yourself, in order for you to become the best version of yourself, you have to recognize that you have to start with something. You have to start small. You have to start in a way where you could continue to develop within yourself. Development takes time. Shifting your mindset takes time. Stepping outside of your comfort zone takes time. But all these start with a decision. As soon as you make a decision to change for yourself, you have to be willing to accept everything that's going to come because everything that's going to come, you don't even know what's to come. What does matter is that you continue to do it, continue to show it, continue to find ways to put yourself out there, because if you're only inside in your comfort zone, you're cutting off opportunities that could potentially come your way. And this is so important because I've learned this just less than 24 hours. And the lesson I learned is that if you want to become someone different, you have to be around others that's talking differently, that's carrying themselves different, that's evolving in a consistent way. When I start to get around winners, I wanted to win with them. When I started to improve, I wanted to improve with the winners. When I started to develop, I wanted to be around others that were winning rather than people that wasn't winning as much, or that really talked negative about themselves and really wasn't putting the work into developing to someone different. I wanted to get around winners. And when I got outside of my comfort zone and started going outside, I started to see the opportunities that was open. I started to see the doors that was waiting for me to walk into, because I just had to walk into them. There's a process behind your growth. There's a process behind your development. Be aware that as you are putting time into yourself, you are growing within yourself. So don't be afraid of outside. Be afraid of inside, because when you're inside, you're comfortable. And if you got value from this, make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you hit that subscribe. And let me know in the comments, what is your biggest takeaway? No, let me know in the comments. When it comes to putting yourself out there, or putting yourself outside, getting out of your comfort zone, what is the biggest challenge that you face? Let me know in the comments. Leave it as a review. What is your biggest challenge that you face when it comes to getting outside of your comfort zone? Let me answer that in the comment. I'd love to read it. And if you really got value from this and want to watch additional videos, additional podcast episodes, click this video right here to watch more. And so you can personally develop within yourself.